Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Quarter number three coming on the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hockensmith and Jim Galante here as well. We did the freshman red, yellow, green light. I could talk about that all day, but we turn the corner now. That's a group of kids that just brings a lot of excitement. And we have just as much excitement, I think, coming in right now. Looking at the linebacker position at Penn State in 2019, the possibilities are seemingly endless there. And I think it's worth saying, by the way, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Worth saying that it just hasn't been this way always under James Franklin. The linebacker position is one that they struggled to seal the deal on some of their prime targets as recruits. They didn't have that built up into a strength, even as recent as last season. I don't think you could have said, you know, sitting here a year ago today, that the linebackers would be a strength. Now we're really talking about it as a strength. And it feels like, I know it didn't happen overnight, but it feels like it did.
Yeah, it does. And it seems to be the convergence of several different things. You have someone like Cam Brown, the grizzled veteran who gets better every year. You've got the young veterans, the like Micah Parsons, who we're all excited about what he did as a freshman. And as we were talking about in our green light, yellow light, red light segment, there's a couple freshman linebackers that we're excited to see. So it's a great convergence of talent here, and it's been established now. The next several years, or at least next couple years at the very least, look very good at the position.
Players from all walks of life is what you're getting at. And that's experience level, because Cam Brown had to get in and he had to pay his dues for a while. And even last year, what was, you know, sort of a breakout year was muted a little bit. He's ready now. He's a true senior now. He's somebody that I wouldn't have imagined 3 years ago was going to be a factor as a true freshman, but he had to be, you know, and that speaks
that's
to what
the
I get.
Difference right
to.
There.
Right. Exactly. He had to be a factor because they didn't have enough good bodies to play those roles. So now Cam Brown has really developed. I'm excited for Cam this year at 6'5", 233. I thought last year, you know, the decisiveness, you could see the maturity, you could see the physical maturity. I liked how physical he was. Like, he was one of the guys, if you were to circle one or two names, like in the open field, who's going to deliver the heaviest hits? Cam Brown was in that conversation. You know, they used him in a way where they asked him to cover a lot of ground, and you could see, you know, that length and that range was an asset, kind of like a Swiss Army knife. And so now he's a true senior. You have guys who are at different experience levels staggered out that make you think that this can carry into the future. Also, when it comes to different walks of life, you got three former five stars, Micah Parsons, Brandon Smith, and Lance Dixon. Those are all, according to 247 Sports, high on Lance Dixon. You've got, you know, Cam Brown, who you weren't sure what he was, but he was a 3/4-star as a high school prospect. And then you got Jan Johnson, who, you know, you made the observation earlier this week that Penn State, when it comes to finding middle linebackers, seems to be okay with those blue collar, gritty, you know, they had to work for everything they got types. And I think that speaks to the job that they're being asked to do in the middle, which is just to stay in command and make the play that's in front of you, fill gaps, do some of that. So, you know, you have different walks of life in terms of where they came from as recruits too.
And also, you mentioned both Cam Brown and Jan Johnson, who both of them, this is their final season, and it took them a while to get on the field. Now, I know Cam Brown got on early, but it took them a while,
right,
to get to this level. What's exciting is the underclassmen are much more heralded coming in, and I believe using Micah Parsons as the example of living up to those press clippings. So the excitement level going forward, Dusty, what's your starting lineup for linebackers?
I would project that you're looking at Cam Brown, Jan Johnson, Micah Parsons. I would also think that there's some vulnerabilities at middle linebacker, mainly because Jan Johnson probably will not be an asset in obvious passing downs. So you're going to have another defensive back on the field. There's also a possibility that, you know, maybe Ellis Brooks offers a little bit more in those situations. Maybe Jesse Luketta is so good that he needs to get on the field, and it's not going to come at Micah Parsons or Cam Brown's expense. Maybe being a backup in both of those to both of those players gets him a fair number of snaps anyway. So there's definitely some shades of gray here, but it's a good problem to have, the potential for maybe too many bodies, maybe too many talented guys vying for snaps.
Well, the thing about that is, because they are, as you said, different stages of their careers at Penn State. You had the 4 and 5 year guys in Cam Brown and Jan Johnson, and the younger guys will start out behind them, but will their just extreme talent force them into the conversation?
I think Jesse Luketta, I know he's a true sophomore. He's not, you know, I don't know whether you're speaking when you say young guys, just like,
yeah, I count Luketta as a young guy.
Jesse Luketta, I just think that at the midway point of the year, he'll have proven himself to a point where you just got to get him involved. You have to get him involved.
Remember the conversation with Dwight Gault and talking about, yeah, he could not contain himself.
Raved about how far he's coming and what he was running, you know, with a 40, and what he was doing, you know, to have a mid 4.6 40 and a 37 inch vertical. And I think, you know, it seems like it would be obvious, but not all football players are physically inclined. You know, some football players are just such tremendous athlete and, you know, can make plays in pursuit, but sometimes when it comes to that, like, hat on hat, you know, like the willingness to engage and really lay a hit on or take a hit from somebody, not everybody falls under that category. Jesse Luketta falls under that category. And, you know, I think it lends itself to a role as a middle linebacker. I think he moves well enough to play on the outside if that is what's required of him. But I think he's going to force his way in. And as much as I admire Jan Johnson, he's the most vulnerable of those guys. I think just from an approach perspective, Brent Pry is going to cycle these guys quite a bit. You know, as much as you want to cycle your D linemen to keep them fresh, because it's a grueling, tiring work in the trenches, just taking on a 300-pound guy snap after snap after snap, I think they're going to try to keep these linebackers fresh too for the fourth quarter, and you're going to see snaps pretty well divvied out. Obviously, in lockdown situations, I think you're going to know who those guys are. I think you're going to have Micah Parsons and Cam Brown, and then depending on the situation, maybe that's Jan Johnson, maybe that's a defensive back, what have you. But I think you're going to see snaps. You're going to see Ellis Brooks. You're going to see Jesse Luketta. You're going to probably see Brandon Smith. You might see Lance Dixon. You know, there's a lot of possibilities, but I think they're going to have to make sure that all these guys are getting their fair share.
Well, I'm in agreement, first of all, that first team, game one, we're going to see Cam Brown. We're going to see Jan Johnson. We're going to see Micah Parsons across the way. It's the next level. Who will that be? And like you said, that middle linebacker, I think Ellis Brooks and Luketta are probably fighting it out for that guy to be the next in line. And Jan Johnson probably is the most vulnerable of those three. So where does that put Brandon Smith, though?
Well, I mean, certainly a role on special teams. If you were going to look body for body, if you're going to have somebody else on the roster, you're going to ask them to do what Cam Brown can do. That's Brandon Smith. So he's like a clone. I'm looking at the roster now, and I don't know how he's Brandon Smith is listed at 6'3" now, listed at 6'5" as a recruit. He's got a wingspan of about a 7-footer. So if you want somebody who brings the same skills to the table as Cam Brown, then Brandon Smith is the guy to step in next. You can use six of these guys. And I don't know how they view Jesse Luketa as we sit here today. Are they viewing him as only in the middle? Are they viewing him as a guy who could play all three spots? So that would go a long way towards answering that question about Luketa is what's the coaching staff think and how do they feel about him? I know they like him.
Well, do they have to? Is it one of those things where as a young player, you want him to focus on one of the two? Or is it you want to make sure he's able to play more than one position so if something happens, he could step in on the outside or the inside? Which way do they do that?
Maybe he's that valuable sort of fourth linebacker swing player. You know, Ellis Brooks isn't playing on the outside. I think Jesse Luketa's got a real shot at it. And for him to be 6'3", 247, I believe the heaviest of Penn State's linebackers, a couple pounds on Micah Parsons, I think he's got some interesting possibilities.
All right, so we're Cam Brown, Jan Johnson, Micah Parsons across the board, first team. Give me the second team.
I think the second team would probably be, to me, Brandon Smith, Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luketa. With the shades of gray being Luketa can probably do some of that middle stuff. The snap counts will be interesting to watch. Like Jan Johnson will probably he'll play the lowest percentage of snaps. I just don't, you know, given that position and an obvious passing downs, bringing in that star type player, another safety, whatever, you're going to have that. But I think Ellis Brooks is going to get a run. I think Jesse Luketa is going to get a run too. It's a good problem to have, Jim. They have got a good problem on their hands. And camp's going to help sort out what the pecking order is going to be. And it's just not going to be as clear cut as you're the starter, you're the reserve, you're playing all the snaps, you're playing none of the snaps. I think you're going to be able to kind of rotate here, shove guys in there, divvy up snaps a little bit more evenly.
Well, you said something interesting. In the first six, I'll call it, the first team, second team, you didn't talk about Lance Dixon, but you mentioned that star position. Is Lance Dixon the kind of guy who on passing downs could come in as a linebacker and do that
you
kind
would
of
lose
thing?
Nothing when it comes to mobility there. So he's going to be an interesting weapon. Maybe they use him like that. I don't know. I mean, if he's so electric that you can't keep him off the field, you got to think about some of these off the beaten path roles. I don't think it's just like you're on special teams, Lance. I think there's some real usage for him. Whether that means he vaults over Jaquan Brisker or Lamont Wade or anybody else who could be that next DB in, that's another conversation that you got to have. But the fact that Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith are so gifted that you're going to have a hard time keeping off the field, that's another good problem to have.
Give me that problem every year. That's it for quarter number three. Stick around quarter number four. It's Ask Dustin.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.